Get more details. That is at 991thesportsanimal.com. One of our buddies who are going to be in house is going to be Eddie over at Eddie Sports Treasures. Eddie's bringing a special guest with him coming up here on Saturday afternoon. He is World Series champion, and he is, I will tell you, especially in my neck of the woods, he is a Braves icon. He is the outfielder. He is the first baseman. He is a busy, busy dad and a busy, busy husband. Taking a few minutes out of his Tuesday morning, it's Ryan Klesko. Hey, Ryan, it's Tyler and Will. How are you, man? Good morning in Georgia.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic, Ryan. Really appreciate you coming on with us. So you're going to be here in Knoxville this Saturday. You're going to be signing autographs at the inaugural Sports Animal Sports Festival. So I've got to ask you, that time with the Braves in 95, the World Series. What was the moment that will stand out to you from that World Series?
I mean, just the final out, you know, the whole, all the emotion leading up to it. But that final out, finally, you know, getting it done. And then who knows, you know, in my career, I didn't know it was early on in my career, but who knows, that would have been the only time we won the World Series. And, you know, we had a good team. I think we went back a couple more times after that, but never did, never get that final out on the winning side. So that was something that kind of sets back. But, you know, the whole thing leading up to it, it's just like crazy. It's like when you're, you know, 5 or 10 or, you know, going through, you know, backyard, you know, kids playing wiffle ball, but, you know, bottom of the ninth World Series, you know. You know, you're playing that out in your head, but you never thought you would actually be there. So leading up to it's very, you know, emotional, trying to get the first win out of the way, or, you know, get your first hit while your mom, you know, while your mom's in the stands. And my mom was kind of, you know, a lot of people, you know, for baseball, you know, they think they're dead, you know, but it was, my mom was kind of my inspiration. Both my sisters played softball, competitive, really good softball. My dad worked in the oil fields in California, was a roughneck, and was a god at work all the time. So my mom was the one that built the mound, built the hitting net. Taught me how to play baseball, worked two jobs to put me through hitting and pitching lessons. So when I got, I just wanted to be able to perform for her to be able to go out there and do that for all the hard work she put into me.
You know, Ryan, this might be a $64,000 question, but maybe you can help us answer it. Why do you believe the Atlanta Braves have had such a difficult time getting back to the World Series? I mean, you were on that World Series team also in 99 that fell to the Yankees, but I mean, division title after division title and so much success. What do you think is the issue?
I don't know. I mean, just there's a lot of talent there. It's just hard to be, you know, it's hard to be that one. I mean, there's teams who are still looking to do it, you know, that haven't done it before, you know, in the last, you know, in the modern era anyways. And it's just hard. But, you know, overall, you know, I think we had to look back at it. I think we've talked to former teammates and stuff. I think going into the years that I was there, I honestly think that our bullpen was a little bit weak. And then our bench wasn't great. But you know, that looking back, I mean, whose bullpen is going to be strong when you got all that starting pitching? Those guys, the bullpen guys didn't didn't get a lot of work. And the only thing I can think of is it's not that it was mismanaged, or I'm not pointing fingers. I was part of the losing team. You know, I got to look at my performance that year. I didn't do great that year anyways. I didn't have a ton of bats, but you know, you gotta put a lot of that stuff on yourself. But you know, I think that, you know, when you got Glavin, Maddox, Avery, Smoltz, you know, all those Denny Nagel, all those great pitchers coming up, there wasn't a whole lot of bullpen work that those guys were getting. And a lot of those guys were throwing complete games, or they were going deep in the game. And I truly believe that bullpens, you know, obviously starting pitching helps you obviously go to the World Series. We had that. But, you know, you have to have a strong pen, and you have to have a strong bench too. And then, you know, we just didn't hit that year. I mean, the Yankees had tough pitching, and so did we. And we didn't come up on top together. And then I think in 96, you know, we felt like we should have had that one. We truly believe we thought we had a stronger team. But, you know, it's a momentum game. It doesn't matter. Look at the Marlins. They won a couple World Series, and no one ever thought they were going to make it. But when I tell you what, when they pulled together as a team and they were playing, it was hard to beat them. So it's just – you know, it's not the best team going to win the World Series. You know that, because if that was the case, all the best teams on paper, for like the Yankees, they'd win every year, right? If you look at the best teams in baseball on paper, you'd think, well, these guys would win, and these guys. Well, it's not. It's kind of the, you know, who's playing the best at that time during October. It's kind of, you know, one momentum change, like when Boston Red Sox won it, when that whole momentum changed when they came back and won that game after, you know, being down. And then it's just the whole belief thing turned around. So there's all kinds of things that play into it. But I'm just glad to get the one. I was glad for the experience to play with a lot of good guys in my career. Barry Bonds, Trevor Hoffman, Tony Gwynn, Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, you know, all those Hall of Fame type guys. So I was just glad to be teammates of all those guys.
Ryan Klesko joins us now. Ryan will be at the inaugural Sports Animal Sports Fest this Saturday at the Knoxville Expo Center signing autographs. Ryan, where do you think about where the sport is right now with specialization, 4 or 5 pitchers a game, infield shift, strikeouts, home runs? How do you think the game has changed for the better, or do you think that maybe it's not as entertaining?
Well, I'm an old school guy, so I like the mama power guy, home run guy, but I do like the game. The way it was played, you're not seeing as many guys steal bases. You're not seeing as many guys with a runner on second, sacrifice themselves to hit a ground ball on the right side to get them over. But I truly believe the teams that are actually doing that are still winning the World Series. For instance, when Dodgers went over, or Mookie Betts went over the Dodgers, the Dodgers were getting there. They just weren't winning because where were they? It was just a big power pitching, power hitting team, and they didn't shorten up, and they struck out a lot. When Mookie Betts went over, the first thing he talked about was changing their two-strike approach. And you guys probably heard about, Mookie Betts and going in there and taking that winning attitude all the way to the end with those guys. And what they do the next year, they shortened up. They didn't strike us out as much with two strikes. And he took old-school baseball back into the Dodgers clubhouse, and they won. So that was pretty cool. If you really look into the story and what he talked about doing. And that's what I see. I think a lot of the winning teams, the teams that go to the playoffs, a lot of them, Or still have old school type of atmosphere with them and mentality.
Ryan, there's a lot of pitchers. Obviously, you're an offensive guy, and obviously, when people are using sticky stuff, that's a huge advantage for the pitchers. But there are some old school guys out there that I still go back and forth with, who believe rosin, who believe sunscreen, not this over the top spider tack stuff that's been in the news lately. Where are you, kind of where baseball is heading into 2022? Because it's certainly going to be chatted about during the collective bargaining agreement. Just all in all, where the sport has come, especially when it comes to pitching and how dominant it can be at times.
Yeah, and listen, bigger, better, stronger, the diets have changed. These pitchers, the average weight of the pitchers, probably got to be 10 to 20, 10, 15 pounds heavier. The technology, these kids, because I have my son's 12, and we run a travel ball system down here, and, they're one of the top teams in the country. He's played for some of the top teams in the country and stuff like that. These kids are getting better earlier, man. It's crazy. He's going to play 100 games this year. And they're learning stuff that they're training at an earlier age. They're getting stronger. Their diets are better. There's all kinds of stuff that's going on that's just making them better athletes. That being said, them being a little bit bigger, stronger, there's a few more arm injuries and stuff like that because, a pitcher's not meant to have that type of strength and, there's more arm injuries and stuff like that. But overall, these pitchers, they're learning the pitches. They're throwing stuff. I mean, the new part of the game, it's got its advantages. I'm a firm believer in a lot of this stuff. If it can help a player, the velo machine can help a player, or if a kid like a great stories with Muncy, right? He was a guy in the minor leagues,
right?
Got released, and he's with the Dodgers. But how many people has it ruined compared to how many people? If you like a guy, for instance, in college, instead of hitting 340 in college, he's hitting 240 in college because he's listening to some of these guys and he's trying to uppercut the ball. Now he's striking out more. And now he's somewhat ruined his career. Give me a guy that hits 300 in the big leagues, he's going to have a job somewhere, especially if he's drawing walks. So there's a fine line of some of this old school stuff and new school stuff. And I think a good mixture is to just overall analyze everything. What are they going to tell Tony Gwynn that is in the Hall of Fame? Stop hitting line drives or stop hitting balls on the ground in the hole and try to hit home runs. So there's got to be a fine line. And I think that a lot of the teams that are doing are successful are kind of understand they've got some old school guys and then they've got some technology. If the technology helps, okay, let's add it, right? Let's make a player better with technology. But if you get a guy that's hitting 340 or 300 every year, don't fix what's not broke, right?
Right.
So there's some of that stuff that's overboard. I don't know if you guys agree with me on that.
Ryan Klesko, just yesterday I called him to make sure he could join us this morning. He was throwing to his son, or his son was throwing to him. He was talking about how busy his son is, 100 games. So not only is he a busy dad, not only is he a busy husband, but he's going to find a little bit of time not only to join us this morning, but to join us coming up on Saturday at the inaugural Sports Fest. Ryan, we can't say thank you enough. I know, your schedule's super busy, but that you can take a few minutes out this morning, and we look forward to chatting coming up this weekend here in Knoxville, Tennessee, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for talking to me, guys.